You know, this is kind of cool. I want to slow the train down. This is a fun time of year. I don't want to rush it. Halloween's around the corner. Next thing you know, unless it's politically insensitive to some people, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm being facetious there. I love Thanksgiving. It always will be Thanksgiving, no matter what you want to call it. But anyway, veterans. Had some interviews yesterday with a retired general talking about depression and how we have to do a better job. Someone who's been a champion year-round, not just like Veterans Day and here and there, is Matt Mayberry, good friend of mine, good friend of the show, good friend of Greater Dover area, Seacoast of New Hampshire, and veterans across our region, joins us GMI Studios to make a pretty cool announcement that I'm all in favor of on Good Morning New Hampshire GMI Studios. Mr. Matt, take it away. How are you?
Jack, good morning. It's a bright, sunny day, and thank you for having me on. Thank you. I'm very excited that you can help me with this and want to announce it first with you. Because you and your listeners have done such an amazing job. On December 11th, we're going to have our next installment of Wreaths Across New Hampshire. Jack, last year, if you remember, I had the goal of, I wanted to get 600 wreaths in Dover. And you jumped in and said, nope, we can do more. We can do better. And because of your championship, we, the state, did 2,000 wreaths. And we pulled this together in 3 weeks. And so, Jack, I'm going to take the Jack Heath model. Last year we did 2,000 wreaths. This year I want to do 3,000 wreaths. Because we have towns like Epping and Raymond that want to jump in. Concord wants to help. We're going to go back to Dover and Durham and Madbury and Barrington and Rollinsford, New Durham. And we, what we're going to do, Jack, is we're partnering with Hammers for Veterans. So if there are any leftover funds, that's going to go towards helping veterans stay in their homes. And so we're going to fix roofs, fix bathrooms, make them ADA compliant, all at no charge to the veterans. So we're going to honor the veterans who have passed. We're going to help veterans who are here with us today so they can stay in their homes longer. And it's just a fantastic, you know, opportunity. And I understand we're negotiating. We'll see how it goes. We could have a really cool media sponsor. So, but I want to get this off the ground moving forward. They want to mark the calendars December 11th, 10 a.m., Pine Hill Cemetery in Dover. And Jack, every dollar that comes in, we'll keep buying more wreaths and more wreaths and more wreaths and honor every single veteran here in New Hampshire.
Well, Matt, I love it. And I have to go back to last year. And if you remember, and you were there earlier than anyone, because you and Margaret Culp and all the people that come together to help you whenever you do a veteran effort or yours truly. You were there early, dealing with the parking, but if you remember, it was a beautiful, beautiful pre-Christmas December day. Sunshine, the snow was glistening. I don't mean to sound like a, you know, a poem here, but it just had a little bit of light snow had fallen. The cemetery in a very peaceful, idyllic way, spiritual way, was beautiful. All those wreaths, so many people showed up, and once people got to go around and look at a headstone of a veteran, might have been from Vietnam, might have been from Korea, might have been Afghanistan. You know, just a veteran who served and lay a wreath there. And just the feel-good feeling of that day, I remember like it was yesterday. And I remember where I went after that in the afternoon with my wife. And we just did it's just so it's a wonderful effort. I applaud it. We're going to help you. What I need to know, and maybe you could just share why you started this. And this is not wreaths across the nation, folks. This is wreaths across New Hampshire. Many, many cemeteries. Matt Mayberry, this is our own local thing with Matt. It's his thing. He started it. He's the he shines the light into the woods for me many times on efforts. Makes me aware of things, and we just plow through it. How'd you start it? And real quickly, we need to know where people can start to go now to help.
Absolutely.
The wreaths as well as Hammers for Veterans in terms of your Facebook page and where people want to go to buy a wreath, how much it costs, and let's get going. But tell us a little bit about why and then how much the details will let you go.
Absolutely. Thank you. I started this because last year, Arlington Cemetery was going to cancel the Wreaths Across America wreath lane, and I was mad. Like, that would not stand. But then I said, before I get mad at them, I have to get mad at myself because I wasn't doing it in my own hometown. So that's why I started there, looking for 600 wreaths. It grew to 2,000. Ryan, you know, you were instrumental in getting Ryan Pitts to come out. General Don Bolduc was there, the Nam Knights. 127 people came out to lay wreaths and honor 2,000 veterans. And so if you go to my Facebook page, Matt Mayberry or Matt Mayberry NH, you can see it right there. We're updating the website, so we'll have a dedicated website where people can add a town. I'll tell you how to do it. Tell you how to do it for yourselves. And so, Jack, I'm very excited. I just want to get this launch with you today. You know, you can start buying wreaths today. Go to my webpage, my Facebook page, Matt Mayberry NH, and let's get going and more to come. And, Jack, thank you. Thank you for continuing being that champion for the veterans. Thank you.
All right, we'll get you backing in each week. Matt Mayberry making a great, great Wednesday. Enjoy. Just check out Matt Mayberry's page and post something on ours. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, sir.